In Genesis chapter 22, God said to Abraham, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Notice the urgency in these verses. God's command is now. Take now. Not tomorrow, but now. Isn't it amazing how we debate with God? We know a thing is right, but we find all kinds of excuses for not doing it immediately. God commanded Abraham to take his son and offer him as a burnt offering. Can you imagine how difficult that would be? Can you imagine the emotional pain and trauma involved? But there's no hesitation. There's no excuses. Just calm, deliberate obedience. How quick are you to respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit? When the Lord prompts you to witness, do you respond immediately? Or do you make excuses? When the Lord exposes sin in your life, are you quick to deal with it? Or do you put it off till some more convenient time? When you have hurt or offended a loved one, are you quick to ask forgiveness, or do you inwardly reason that they'll get over it? Someone has said that most Christians have the right aim in life. They just never get around to pulling the trigger. We know what God expects of us. We know we should be totally committed. We know we should be spending more time in prayer alone and with our spouse. We know we should be spending time daily with our children in God's Word. We know that we need to forgive our offenders and ask forgiveness of those that we have wronged. We know we need to make major changes in our lives, but we say, "I won't make those changes just now. I'll make them tomorrow." Procrastination is the enemy of success. We know the truth. We have all the right answers. But until we apply the truth to our lives, nothing will change. Perhaps there are many things that need to change and to be made right, and you feel overwhelmed and don't know where to begin. Just do the next right thing. But do it today. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.